I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the front of, to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Your Board of Adjustment governing statutes are: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3. Whereby reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. That's the longest sentence in the world.
Thank you. We have just the representatives that have signed to speak. Okay. Eric and Arlene, would you please stand, raise your right hand? Do you swear to give honest and truthful testimony to this board tonight? Say, I do. Thank you very much. Mr. Starrett, our first case is number 17-12V for Walker.
Okay, this is the Walker Carport setback variance. This is that real horseshoe curve. We're over here, Bob. Is that Bull Creek, Eric, or Bear?
Bull,
okay. But here's his property right here. We'll zoom in on it. Here's the property highlighted. The applicant are seeking a 15-foot setback variance from the front or the west property line adjoining U.S. Highway 160, allowing for the construction of a new carport structure 15 feet at the closest point from the front property line. I have a drawing, but he's going to provide you with a modified one, so I won't confuse things with that. Subject's property is a 0.97-acre piece of the Bull Creek Valley Camp subdivision. The property is currently utilized as the Walker's private residence. According to the assessor's information, a portion of the original structure or structures was originally constructed as a store in 1952. And this was prior to the adoption of planning and zoning, is therefore viewed as a legally non-conforming structure. However, the new carport structure addition will be required to be built in conformance with the requirements of the Development Guidance Code, including all setback requirements unless a variance is granted. The existing garage, which is this one right here, is located plus or minus at 27 feet from the closest point to the front property line, which is the boundary of Highway 160. Here's just a different view from the north, I would say, or that's probably from the west. You can see how wide the right-of-way is here, and we'll kind of cover that. In 2003, the Missouri Department of Transportation constructed a new bridge on U.S. Highway 160 and made a number of other improvements and modifications to the roadway near the property in question. The applicants have expressed that the variance may be granted without substantial detriment to the public, as the road moved considerably to the west, although the highway easement did not change. Here's a couple of old pictures. Here's when the bridge was in process. You can see the old bridge kind of cut right in front of the home. And now that bridge is removed and the highway's moved over to the west to the new bridge. You have your statutes and then a recommendation from the staff to the Board of Adjustment for case 1712B would be one, approval of a setback variance of 15 feet from the west property line adjoining U.S. Highway 160, allowing the new carport structure to be constructed 15 feet at the closest point from the front property line. Two would be compliance with the easement area, the White River Electric Power Company line easement. Three is compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four is the decision of record shall be filed at Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Okay, all right.
Hi, did you have some different pictures?
Sorry, I would have made copies. I ran out of time here. That shows a sketch from White River Valley Electric. A little bit more detail in regards to the setup. Oh, you got it?
Well, not the one you're giving them. The measurements will be different if you want to explain off of it and tell them what the measurements are.
The big concern was obviously we're going to get into the easement. We're at the edge of the easement now. The big concern was whether we could meet NEC's code in regards to setback from any conductors on the line. And we far exceed the requirements for that. I should have included with that a letter of approval. They have allowed this to happen. And they detailed the sketch as requirements for us to meet in the event that you all allow us to move forward.
In a little bit more of the request, there's that existing building that's here, which is this one. He's indicated that he wants to raise that taller and then be able to put a shed roof off the side. So this shed roof is the new portion of building that's going to encroach in our building setbacks of a state highway setback of 50 feet per our code book. In the edge of this, if it's 27 feet and that's 12 feet out, that lives 15 feet, and I was out there and we could see the property line. So your variance is actually to be able to build this little part of that structure within that guidance code setback for state highways. If that makes sense.
I'd like to point out that at this location, the easement for the highway is 150 feet. North and south of this area, it chokes down to as little as 70 feet.
You can see it right here.
As you pointed out, Scott, when they...
It did. When they redone the bridge and all, they just kept the original easement.
Exactly.
Of the old bridge, they used to go across there because, I mean, it was into your front door.
That's right.
You approved the one before. Was it
you
for
did.
You? Did you? Your resident?
Yeah.
Okay. It was for a carport that he built on right here. And I thought I had this in this, but it's evidently not. But it was for a 35-foot when he built this, and he built the carport here, and that was approved in 2013. A variance for 35 feet to build on the front of that structure.
They cut down a bunch of trees up through there. Is that what I remember?
They did on the... opposite side. I don't think we lost any trees on our side. they took a house out. You can see, I think that little jog in the, there's a little parcel right across the
road. Yeah, it had the old house that sat on.
Yeah, I think that was the old property line of the house. They took a huge row of sycamores out. They used to give us sun.
Right.
That was our discussion, I think, then.
It was. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen temperatures 140 degrees on the front of the building as they took those trees out. And it did make a huge difference.
Good.
Any other questions?
Well, far to the right, the bridge is closer in the past.
Right, so the overage is...
Yeah. And you can see where the where widens were. A lot of times they probably do that.
State just bought us the right of way to the south for Southwest.
You see that riprap just to the right of the road there? Yeah,
the
that's exactly where the road pavement laid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The power lines are a little goofy there. The one pole that's closest to our building actually sets out a line and to the east as much as maybe 6-8 feet.
Really?
Which is what causes this issue. I mean, their easement still is the same, but
it causes that distance when you draw a vertical line about 28 inches after this improvement.
Excuse me. And this is no longer commercial, right? It's just private residence.
Honestly, I don't know that it's still not zoned commercial, but it is a private residence. The intention hasn't got anything to do with any kind of commercial concern.
Sure.
I can't say that it would never change. Sure. I guess we'd come back and see you if that was going to happen. For Division III, I don't know.
It'd be the Planning Commission. Yeah.
Any other questions?
I have no questions. I think with the letter...
Yeah,
that was the only thing I was concerned about. As long as they approve it and they're okay with it, I don't have an issue.
I agree with that.
Motion to approve the variance, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the variance as noted.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Variance is approved.
Just like the other one, Eric, we'll have a decision of record to record, and she'll get those done in the next few days and send you a copy of it, and then you can come into the office and have it notarized and then record it. So, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Next hearing is number 17-13V for Kramer.
1713. This one is whichever way you go, either it's at the end of Y Highway or it's end of that Y Highway Road, which is the lower road that goes along Bull Shoals there. Yeah, the highway, it's the lower road. But here we're zooming in. Here's the power site dam.
Uh-huh.
This is pretty easy to locate because here's our power site dam. Here's the parcel. One highlight that I put in this PowerPoint is, if you'll notice, this little parcel that's in front of their parcel, the road easement is actually here, but there's a little parcel of core property between the road right-of-way and their property line, which is just a little different. Just some different pictometry views. Right here is a pretty good picture of that little strip of core. And here's a real good picture of it, so it shows that core. This actually, part of the highway is maintained by the county, so their setback would be 25 feet. The lot's approximately 0.31 acres in size, and they're requesting a setback variance of 7 feet rather than the required 25 feet. The applicant's wanting to place a carport to be used as a shelter for their autos on the property on the front side of the home. The lot has a steep slope that would make the placement of the carport difficult anywhere but in front of the garage in the existing driveway. The property is addressed off State Highway Y, but there's a 20-foot-wide area of Corps of Engineers property that surrounds Bull Shoals Lake between the Kramer property line and the Highway Y road right-of-way. Taney County maintains it, so your front setback on that would be 25 feet because it's a county road. Here's just kind of the contours of that showing. So you have your statutes. The staff recommendations for case 1713 would be approval of a front setback variance of 7 feet. and a Division I permit for the carport will be required. Compliance with all other provisions, Taney County Development Guidance Code. The decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.